Day after day, the thoughts cloud my mind of where I was, where I want to be, and where I still am inside. Pacing my floor, waiting for this fog to lift. I contemplate doing the thing I hate for a temporary relief. It weighs on me so heavily, I know it will only bring me grief. I need change, financially, emotionally, physically. I slowly began to question my mental stability. I'm fighting, and I don't know why. I look in the mirror, and the contender is myself. I'm tired, I'm hurting, and I need help. I find myself doing the same thing. I feel like I'm doing time. I become a prisoner to the tormented thoughts of my mind. It feels like the bars are closing in on me. The bars that are results of those fragmented memories. I hear the clanging of the bars. It's locked. He walks away with the key. Or was it me, locking my own self into this world of anxiety? One day I'm strong, the next I'm weak. One moment I'm sure, the next I'm questioning. Fear grips my heart, anger my mind. Bitterness thrives, an emotional wreck. Stuck, feeling like I can't get up. I went to a gathering of the folks who call themselves the saints. I just wanted to be free, and I guess they could see the anguish on my face. They spoke to me of the goodness of Christ, about giving him my life. Not to shut my mouth, but cry out. I'm wondering if cry is really all I need to do to cover what I've done, to release me from this constant contention. From the pit of my soul and with the depth of all the turmoil I was feeling inside, they told me to cry with this thing they call a war cry. But I'm wondering what war I'm in, then I realize it's the war inside. Timidly at first, but I was willing to try. I wet my lips, part my mouth, not sure what might first come out. Then with reckless abandon to the Lord Jesus, I began to cry out.